what game that you get on? Is it card or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl, in an RPG? Cause I know what them elf girls need from WoW to...
Okay, we just came out of... Should I say it? Shazam!
Okay. We're safe. We are not the chosen one.
I didn't talk to an old grizzled wizard.
It made him touch his staff.
You just see who that was, right? Jamon Hansu. That dude is just in every superhero movie there is now.
And he was...
Guardians of the Galaxy. He was Korath.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
So, man, this was fun. And
Did you like it?
I liked it. And it's one of those things, like, and it's a DC movie, so my bar was kind of on the... On the lower end side.
This was the most Marvel DC movie that they've made.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
They grabbed that blueprint.
Yeah,
and just made an awesome DC movie with it.
It was a great DC movie. It was well worth coming to the theaters to see it, and being a sold out crowd, I'm pretty sure everybody else thought so too. But don't take our opinion.
Let's pull some people in and see what they thought.
Yeah, let's see what they thought. Shazam! All right, well, we're here with Jason. Jason, what did you think about Shazam?
It was even better than the last DC movie I saw.
Which was?
Aquaman.
Ooh, big words.
Oh, big words. Aquaman was such a big hit, and you liked this even more. Did you feel like, as a kid, you would have done the same things as the Shazam?
Well, if I'd been abandoned by my mother, I probably would have. Yes.
So out of 10 magic 8-balls, how many would you give this?
9.
Oh.
9, big word.
9 out of 10 magic 8-balls. Thank you. And I guess we'll see. New at the movies, I guess.
Okay, and we're here with Stevia?
Stevia.
Okay, did I pronounce it right?
Stevia.
Stevia, no T.
Yeah.
So, what did you think of Shazam?
Well, actually, Shazam was pretty cool. I thought, honestly, I really liked the whole, how they incorporated the family theme to it. I know my kids enjoyed it a lot. And they're probably planning on actually wearing those costumes for Halloween.
How many kids you got?
6.
So everybody
gets her own Shazam family.
She has her own Shazam. That's amazing. You're going to have the best Halloween ever. So out of 10 Magic 8 Balls, how many Magic 8 Balls do you give this?
I would give it a 9.
Nine.
Wow.
We'll see you. Thank you so much. We'll see you at the movies next time. Shazam! All right, we're here with Sam. Sam, you just came out of Shazam. Yep. Okay, just making sure you're not okay. What did you think about this movie?
I thought it was pretty good. I really enjoyed it.
Did you think it was very good as a DC movie or just a regular movie?
Just a regular movie. I mean, I think it fits right in,
Did you think it was on par with the rest of the DC family?
I think, more in a comedic fashion, but a little bit different, but I thought it was
I think
good.
This was like the Thor Ragnarok. It had a lot of comedic fashion of it. I'm not sure if you saw that, but it was pretty funny. I mean, as a 14-year-old child, would you have done the same things that he did?
Probably, coming off a little immature at first, but...
Yeah, as an adult, I think I would do some of the same things.
Like, dude, I could fly? Nope, can't fly. Well, thank you so much. Out of 10 Magic 8 Balls, how many Magic 8 Balls would you give this?
I'll give it a 10.
Ah, 10 out of 10.
High ratings all around.
High rating all around. Thank you, Sam, and we'll see you at the movie. Shazam! Well, you heard it here at Alamo Draft House from the people themselves. High praises. A lot of people liked the movie. 9s and 10s all around. It was such a... And here's the thing.
It was a good movie.
Yeah, and not just a good movie in DC terms, but a good movie overall. Yeah. And
Zachary Levi played up the kid.
Oh my God, it was
so
perfect.
The
funny thing is, when I was watching that as a 14-year-old kid in Zachary Levi, and he plays it perfectly.
Yeah, he does. And they made Dr. Savannah in the comics is not, he's a good villain, but in here they made him scary.
It made him scary, and DC always has issues with their villains. And this one was a really good villain. He was just not a throwaway villain, even though, you would imagine that, but no, he was a good villain, and I appreciate that with DC. And there's some people saying it's better than Aquaman.
There was a lot of references there. He was wearing an Aquaman shirt.
Yeah.
You saw the name of the city they're in was Fawcett, which is the comic company that owned Shazam while he was still Captain Marvel.
So little Easter eggs from comic book characters.
See Batman.
Yeah.
Well, Batman references.
Yeah. Well, you see him throw Batman that was in the commercials. So
huge Superman references.
Superman reference all around.
Yeah, referential to everything in DC.
Exactly. So I give it a hefty 8.5 to 9.
I give it a solid 9. I like that they explained the meaning of Shazam also.
Yeah, exactly. And
you remember what it was?
No.
Wisdom of Solomon. I'm gonna baffle you. Wisdom of Solomon, strength of Hercules.
Oh, okay.
Stamina of Atlas.
A lot of
power of Zeus. I'm not done yet. Courage of Achilles.
Somebody's read the comics.
And speed of Mercury. That's right. I dropped somebody that knowledge on.
Somebody owns a comic book store, and somebody's a real estate agent.
Yeah. Yeah. Originally, he was Captain Marvel. There's a whole big story behind that. We won't get into it. But now he's Shazam. Shazam was the comic title he was in,
yeah.
And people just attributed that to it. And I like they didn't really name him. They kept Captain Thundercrack.
Thundercrack.
Sparkle fingers.
It was amazing. So I'm try to find that YouTube since you're on YouTube. Try to find that YouTube channel.
Yes.
So all good. All around good.
I can't say enough good about it. As a DC movie, I'm so happy that they
finally are breaking their slump.
They've learned what people want to see.
Exactly, and they are taking a nice footnote from Marvel on that.
Yes.
Make it funny, make it relatable.
I want to see if they're going to bring Shazam into the other crossover mainstream DC. Justice League 2 with Shazam.
Well, I think that's it from us. I think so. Because it was just a good movie. And yes. We want to thank a couple people. Again, Alamo Draft. I'm not going to look back there.
Yeah, I'm not going to look back because it doesn't say Alamo Draft House.
It doesn't say anything.
There.
It's just a light. But
it's just a beer tap room light.
Exactly.
Hey, Alamo, why don't you put an Alamo light back
exactly,
there?
Because that's all we ever look at. We want to thank Alamo Draft out here in Montecito. Guess what I had today?
Fish and chips.
Fish and chips.
So did I.
I thought I smelled a little fishy.
Yeah.
And we also want
you to also
thank,
got
look at this. I got a shirt.
New
after
apparel.
3 months of promising. Look at that. Woo!
And it fits you well.
I know. Actually, it's a little big. But I'll just put it in the dryer for a couple hours, you know. So, yeah.
We also want to thank
Ray Roof Productions
for making us look better than we are. If you saw us in real life.
Yeah. It's this lighting.
Yeah. Not good.
It's harsh lighting.
It's magic lighting.
Well, my name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
I'm Troy, also with Talk Nerdy to Me.
And we're going to say one more word to get us out of here.
Shazam!
Hey, listen!
Get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG? I know what them elf girls need. From WoW to